Fast forward to October 7th, 2023, 6,000 Hamas terrorists invaded southern Israel, murdered 1,200 Israelis and took 250 hostages. Six of them were American along some of these highways that we're on right now. So how did a bunch of nomad outcast Arabs in 50 years end up self-governing, gaining an entire region? They built an entire army and attacked the very people that's providing them the land and utilities that they have. Well, it started because they played victim and they got funding. And as they morphed into the Palestinian Authority, Iran saw a likely ally. They poured weapons, they poured training and resources, and simultaneously, we, the U.S., our taxpayer money was being given to them in Gaza. And this goes back to Bill Clinton. They began to receive millions of our taxpayer dollars. And more recently, as you know about USAID, Trump defunded this agency. Since the October 7th attack, USAID, though, has given $2.1 billion to Gaza, where you can hear those explosions going off right behind me. One line item from USAID noted that $200 million were allocated to miscellaneous foreign awardees of the West Bank and Gaza. There was no transparency at all for any of these receipts. And that goes directly to Hamas. And the actual aid that's intended for the real victims, I guess, of the area, the people who don't have any means to flee, Hamas steals most of it once it gets to the intended recipients. They tell people not to take it in the streets at gunpoint. Don't tell me aid isn't going in. I'm here right now watching Israeli trucks transfer it to Arab trucks and then drive it into Gaza.